Hi, CJ. CJ, my name is Paul. I'm the area manager. Tara wanted me to get on the line here, get you the details of the service, you know, how everything would work, answer all of your questions, and then because it is kind of part-time for you, she does want me to apply a reduced rate here, make it even more affordable for you. Happy Monday, by the way. How is your day going so far?
It's going well.
Good.
My shift.
Nice. So, you know, I am looking at your website, and we can certainly promote your website, get more eyes on it, let people know that you are providing these services. I mean, obviously, you know, it's a fairly young company. Not everyone knows the name of your business, but in this way, they won't have to. They just need to be in your service area, you know, 10, 15 miles. We will focus on residential clients, and it's not just for Google. I mean, you will be on the first page of Google and Bing. You'll have a Yelp listing, Facebook, Apple Maps, Siri on a smartphone, etc. Now, because it's part-time, I mean, I need to make this affordable for you, but the return on investment is still going to be there. You're looking at exactly $199.00. It bills once a month for $199. That's an exact amount. You know, calls come to you. It's not a lead-based service. You're not paying on top of that for leads. So no matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it is just that flat rate. Now, of course, we will be promoting your website, and the calls come directly to you. No matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it's just that flat rate. And it is strictly for residential clients, right? You're not looking for any commercial or industrial work, at least not this, at this moment?
I could take on some commercial as long as it's like a relatively small job.
Right, light commercial or smaller commercial jobs. So that helps us because we do very targeted marketing. So, you know, I know Sarah said 10 or 15 miles. You know, we don't draw a circle around you. We target specific cities, zip codes, even neighborhoods where you want to be found. And in this case, we can target not just residential, but even the smaller light commercial jobs. I mean, the calls come to you. So, you know, you're not paying for a lead and kind of stuck paying that fee, whether it's a good fit or not. With this, it is a call directly to you. And to be honest with you, you'll never be the only company that pops up when someone in your service area is typing in keywords related to electrical services. But the ones that call you will be calling you because they saw your website and liked what they see. So you're not getting random phone calls. I think it's good that not everyone's going to call you. The calls that you get are going to be a high quality call, and it's not meant to inundate you with more work than you can take on. A steady stream of phone calls, though, will allow you to schedule out those jobs and, again, do that quality work. Now, it is going to be a reduced rate for you, even though if you take the business full-time at some point. It is a reduced rate. We're kind of grandfathering you in at that reduced rate of $199. No matter how long you keep the service, even if the service area changes or even if you've been with us for months or years, it's just only ever going to be that exact amount. So there's no taxes or fees. You're not going to get nickel and dimed here. Of course, you already have a great-looking website, which is fantastic. Now, I can use that and the fact that you apparently are using Angie. Tara attached an Angie profile here. Are you using that service?
Yeah, I did just start my Angie profile, but
okay.
I paused the leads because I was running into a
Got
situation
it.
Like you said, where I'm paying for the leads, but
right.
They might not be interested. So it's like it feels kind of like a waste of time.
Well, someone who is, you know, only doing their business part-time, Angie is a lot of work. I mean, it's work just to get work, right? You get a lead, you have to follow up with that lead, chase them down. If they don't answer, you have to try them back. If they still don't answer, you have to call Angie and tell them what happened. So I think you're going to like this a lot more because you just get calls. And like I said, the people that call you saw something that they liked. They're reaching out to you for a good reason, a much higher conversion rate. Now, it doesn't conflict at all with Angie. If you end up keeping Angie, that's fine. This is completely different, completely separate, although not everyone uses Angie. You are going to reach more people when you market your business on that first page of Google or even Bing. That's where most people go when they don't know who to call. Now, because it's the position that we're actively filling, of course, you know, we're looking for the right candidate. We only work with one business at a time per area and industry. Tara received from our inventory department a list of pre-qualified candidates. I think they found your website, or maybe they also found your Angie, but they did not find any bad reviews. So obviously you're in the service area, providing the services that we need. No bad reviews. That's why you made it onto Tara's shortlist. She did reach out to you. And now that I'm speaking with you, I'm actually pretty motivated to see if we can get this going for you, because I have been doing this for a very long time. I have spoken with a lot of business owners that have tried Angie or even something like Thumbtack. Most of those lead-based services for the smaller companies, even the ones that are going full-time, you just get so many leads. They don't turn into work. You're spending time chasing those leads down, but you're still worried about someone who either got the lead before you or got the lead after you. With this, you just get those calls. I think you're going to do great with this, so I'm going to waive the one-time setup fee that would normally attach to that first month. Obviously, my goal is to make it affordable. I know you've got the Angie, and you've already got a website, too, so we don't have to build one out for you. But it would just be the $199 as an out-the-door cost. And again, that's an exact amount. It's to the penny. It would never go up, no matter how long you choose to keep the service. Of course, it's month-to-month, so you can pause it if you get more work than you can take on. You can pause it seasonally if necessary, if you have to go on vacation. And, of course, you can stop at any time. It's non-contractual. It's completely at will. You can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved. Now, being that it is a position, CJ, that we are actively looking to fill, is that something that you would want for your business on a month-to-month basis?
I would definitely say that I'm at least a little intrigued to see how it would play out.
Right. Now, of course, you'll get a detailed reporting and tracking system. So you'll see exactly how much work you're getting, where the work is coming from. You'll see the breakdown of the keywords and search phrases you're listed for, how many times you're popping up on that first page for each individual search, etc. So it is, of course, our job to make sure that your phone is ringing. To be honest with you, that $199 won't cover our cost. It's actually 50% off of the $399 package. Again, I'm trying to make it affordable for you because it is part-time. But that $399, and especially with a setup fee on top of that, that's what it takes for us to get it going for you. So we're losing money in the first month. We're investing in your success. We know that your success is our success. Keeping you as a satisfied client is our long-term goal here, even though it's month-to-month. I've been with the company myself for over 12 years. Actually, Tara has too, more than 24 years combined experience between the two of us. As a company, we've been around since 2004, more than 20 years. We have clients that have been with us even longer than I have, 14, 16 years. Nobody cancels on profit. It is my job as a pricing director to make it affordable enough for you to give it the opportunity to work at least month to month, 1 month at a time. And it's our job, of course, to make sure that it does work, that we keep your phone ringing, that we earn your business. Did you have any other questions for me at this point?
Yeah, I was curious to know if I did sign up with you guys and agree to, you know, pay the month-to-month thing. Is there some sure. type of interface that you guys have where I can manage my account or...
Absolutely. So the next step would be to get you through to our client interview technician. It's exactly like it sounds. One of our expert Google trained technicians will talk to you in detail about your services, your service area, kind of verify information off of your website information that we have here. That helps us to create all the content. And then, like I said, you have 24/7 access to all the work that we do, access to the back end of your account. We call it your client dashboard. Reports update throughout the day, so it's almost real-time reporting. You can see exactly where people are, what they're typing in, and things like that. So it is designed to make it easy for you to use. We know some of our clients don't even actually use their client dashboard. They just know the service is working because people are calling them. They might say, hey, where'd you find me? How'd you hear about me? Oh, your website's on the first page of Google. But for our clients that are actively involved, actually we prefer that. You will get detailed reporting, and we want you to be a big part of it. Your success, again, really the more involved you are, of course, you have to answer your phone. I've got clients who say, you know, I didn't get any jobs this week. Well, we see you've got leads. Did you check your tracking system? You've got people contacting you. Did you call them back? Oh, no. Well, I mean, it only works when you make the surface work for you. And it seems like you're going to be very hands-on with this. I think that's fantastic. I actually prefer it when my clients are involved.
Okay. I like the sound of that. Now, so, what is the name of the like company you guys work for? The business?
Yeah. So of course we are not Google. I mean, if anyone were to call you and tell you that they are Google, they would simply be telling stories. Google does make these phone calls to businesses, but only if businesses have more than 100 locations or more. For anything less than that, it does fall to the responsibility of the Google partners. We, of course, are a Google partner. The name of the company is Local Splash. Our website's localsplash.com, and I just sent an SMS or text message to the pricing page of the website, which is localsplash.com/SEO-packages. We have over 1,000 Google reviews. And if you are able, if you haven't already, please do maybe put me on speakerphone and open up that link. At the top of it, it says take control of your online presence in big blue letters. Are you able to see that?
Yeah, I got to put my headphone in real quick.
Gotcha. No problem. So like I said, you will have 24/7 access to your client dashboard. One of the things that the dashboard also includes is your online reviews. So wherever the reviews originate, and again, we're creating multiple platforms, wherever those reviews originate, they repopulate right on your tracking system. It makes it very easy for you in one place to access those reviews, request reviews, respond to reviews, etc., right from your tracking system. Obviously, you can print out invoices for tax purposes. Advertising is a tax write-off, etc. Now, we have been around since 2004, 4.9 out of 5 average client satisfaction rating. Nobody cancels on profit. Even though it's month to month, we find our clients do keep the service. That's why as a pricing director, I'm able to go even well below our upfront cost to get that going for you, just as an opportunity to get your phone ringing and earn your business. Now, underneath that photo, that blue tinted photo that says our process and kind of outlines a few of the things that we do, especially early on, it does say Google Ads Partner. There is a box with a colorful Google G inside that says Google Partner. That's our actual badge of authenticity provided to us by Google. You can click anywhere on that box. It will take you directly to google.com/partner, right on Google's website. You can see that Local Splash is a Google partner. CJ, that ensures your success. We get our training and our updates directly from Google. When Google makes changes to their Mapper Pack algorithm, they share those changes with us ahead of time, so you'll always have the right content to stay ahead of your competitors where 9 out of 10 buying decisions are made. And that partnership program was started about 9.5 years ago, and it is all designed to get small and medium-sized businesses a higher return on investment with Google partners, with Google products through Google partners. And, of course, no one can get you on the first page faster than a Google partner. You would definitely be in good hands with us. If you go back to the link that I sent out to you, right below that is where it says SEO packages. You're getting the pro package, but there's bells and whistles that I can include there. If you're telling me, hey, I go 50 miles, I go 100 miles, it's full-time with 5 crews, then we might be talking about adding Facebook ads or adding Google pay-per-click or even Google pay-per-lead. That pro package, though, is going to be perfect for your 10, 15-mile radius. I will include things like advanced engagement tools, reporting and tracking, access to the dashboard, of course, that's necessary. So some of the things that are only listed on the other packages, I can include. If it's not going to cost us money other than time, I mean, we're not going to be paying for Facebook ads out of this pocket or paying for pay-per-click ads for you. So that pro package, I think, is perfect. It is listed at $399 a month, but like I said, you'd be looking at just $199. I've reduced the cost by half. And then all of our packages would typically have a setup fee. It's not for the website or anything like that. It is for, well, a couple of things. The NAPW audit, which is name, address, phone number, website, to make sure any information that's out there is accurate, to fix it if it's not. Of course, like I said, we do the client interview and things like that. But I definitely want to make this affordable for you, not just because you're really only doing it part-time, but your time is valuable. And it seems if you're spending time chasing down leads with Angie, this would be a much better option for you. So it's just going to be the $199 as an out-the-door cost. There's no setup fee. And, of course, as I mentioned, that is a fixed flat rate.
I do like the sound of everything that you're saying. I do like the sound of you adding in stuff to the pro package. I do like the sound of not having to deal with the lead nonsense that I have to deal with Angie. So I would probably be willing to swap over.
So
I would probably be willing to do that.
When we get your phone ringing, the number that we are speaking on, this is a good number for your customers to call. Is it also the best number for us to reach you regarding your account?
Yes.
It is. Mm-hmm. And of course, it's a smartphone. And then your business is service-based, right? Meaning that you only go to the customer. No one ever comes to you. There's not like a physical address or brick-and-mortar showroom or location you want the public to know about, right?
Yeah, that's correct.
And Google expects it to be that way. I mean, you're providing a service. Google doesn't expect you to maintain a storefront. And Google wouldn't even want to list a physical street address. They wouldn't want anyone driving out and knocking on your residence door any more than you would, especially since you're out in the field most days. The Angie does have, though, the 9313 Palmer Place. Is that your residence? Okay.
That is my address.
Mm-hmm. It is. Okay. So like I said, Google knows that most service-based businesses are kind of run out of the truck, run out of the home. They don't want anyone to know your home address. You're going to be listed city and state, not even a zip code, and certainly not that physical street address. Now, when we do the client interview with your technician is going to go into detail about where you want to be found, the different cities and zip codes and neighborhoods that you want to be found. Of course, we'll go into detail about your services, anything like a mission statement or slogan, what's unique about your business, knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. Now, I know that on your website, there's like a contact form. People can fill in information and hear back from you. I'm looking for a... Well, it could be a personal email. It doesn't have to be a business email, but something that we can use to contact you regarding your account. Most of the time, CJ will either call you or text you, but for longer pieces of information, we do email things out to you, and of course, if your preference is email, then we'll definitely be using the email to contact you. But what is a good email either for you or for your business?
You can put down onyxelectricllc@gmail.com.
Okay. And the business name, you said Onyx Electric LLC@gmail.com, right?
Yes.
Okay. Now, for the business, I see it, though, as Onyx Electrical Services, LLC.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, perfect. Got that.
That's correct. Mm-hmm.
And then, oh, Tara never did get your last name.
Chuchuk, S-H-E-W. C-H-U-K.
You said H...
H-A-E? Yeah. No, it's S-H-E-W.
S-H-E-W. Gotcha.
Mm-hmm. C-H-U-K.
Gotcha. So S like Sam, H like Henry, E-W-C-H-A-U-K.
No, it's C-H-U-K.
Oh. C-H-U-K. Yeah. Okay. I'm not sure if I didn't say that, but I have S-H-E-W-C-H-U-K. And then was there a preference for you as to how we contact you? Phone, text, email, any of those, all of those?
Text would be ideal.
Text. Yeah, I figured.
Or email.
Text or email.
Phone call is cool if necessary, but I don't really like sitting around on the phone too much.
Yeah, that's fine. Like I said, text is the most common response that I get from service-based businesses, and email will be kind of the backup, especially for longer pieces of information. Now, CJ, if you don't have any other questions for me at this point, I'll take a look at the client interview calendar to schedule that follow-up call with your technician. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that call. Just basic knowledge questions about your business. Call takes about 30 minutes or so. And then the other thing that I'm required to do here is to read what's called a voice verification. because we are Google partners, it is required. It does get recorded through the computer. It does outline your service agreement, that it is a month-to-month service, that we're waiving your setup fee, reducing the cost of the service, etc. The voice verification is recorded, but you could stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify my question. It's actually, though, pretty straightforward. I am, however, required to read it before I can even ask you for any form of payment, but if everything still makes sense at the end, we would move forward from there. Is that fair?
Yeah, that sounds good.
Okay, CG, give me just 1 second then to get that set up. Okay, so it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. CJ, this part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want it to appear online?
Onyx Electrical Services, LLC.
And that is exactly how I have that. And then, CJ, please state your name and your official title within the business.
Christian Shuchuk, and my official title is the owner.
Okay. And as the owner of Onyx Electrical Services, LLC, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
That is correct.
Of course. Of course, you make all the decisions for your company. And then for the billing information that you will be using for our services, CJ, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
Yes.
Okay. And now, Mr. Shuchuk, it does say to get results as fast as possible. CJ, it's important that you are also actively involved in your campaign because it is our job to make sure the people in your service area who need your services can, in fact, contact you. So for that reason, we specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion, which is 48 hours or less, to phone calls, emails, and text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. CJ, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes, I would, as long as it's feasible, of course.
Well, of course, yeah. And that's why there's a 48-hour window, but obviously it only works when you answer the phone. Our job is to make sure people know you're out there, make sure that they're calling you, but you still have to answer the phone for it to work. Now,
right.
with all of the reductions in the cost that I was able to apply here, with the setup fee waived, and of course with it being month to month, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including the one-time setup fee, which I'm going to waive altogether, will be charged today's date, the 19th of May, in the very reduced total amount of exactly $199.00. CJ, that $199 is both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, which means it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. In fact, it is an exact amount, so there's no taxes or fees. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. Now, this does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, Siri on a smartphone, etc. Now, it is a month-to-month service offered completely at will, recurring billing on the 19th of the month, and that same exact reduced rate of $199, again, that rate will never go up on you. You can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved. You can also pause it, whether you need to go on vacation, if you get more work than you can take on. If necessary, you could pause it seasonally. All that we do request to prevent the charge to the following month is that you would contact our client support team and contact them at least 3 days before your billing date. That, CJ, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Mr. Shuchuk, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, I agree.
Okay. And then, CJ, for that initial investment, how did you want to take care of that? MasterCard, Visa, Amex, Discover, what works best for you, sir?
Visa.
A Visa. And you said
actually,
your first name was...
Of fact, hold on. I do need to verify that. It's actually a MasterCard.
A MasterCard. And did you say your first name was Christian?
Yes.
And is that the name on the card or the business name? Any middle initial?
That is the name on the card is Christian J. Shuchuk.
And that's with the C-H, right?
Yes.
C-H-R-I-S-T-I-A-N, the middle initial of J. And you do prefer going by C-J, right?
Yes, correct.
Okay, so everything will go out officially the way it is on the billing, which is Christian J. Shuchuk. And then you said that was a master, so it should start with a 5. All MasterCards do. CJ, I am actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
Might be mistaken. I think this is a American Express card, actually.
Oh, if it starts with a 3, it'd be an Amex. Yeah, no, that's fine. We take Amex.
It does start with a 3.
Then that would be an American Express card. If you want to go ahead and read that, I'll repeat it back at the very end for accuracy.
Okay. It is 3792,
mm-hmm.
365, 049, 610, 07.
Okay. And then the expiration month and year?
0328.
03 of 2028, and then the 4 digits on the front of the card?
That code is 7452.
7452, so 7452. You said it was March
Correct.
Or 03 of 2028 for the expiration date, right?
Yes.
Was the card 3792-355-049? And I might be missing a number here. I've got 6107.
So it's 3792-365-049. And then it's 61007.
Okay. 2 zeros there. So you said 3792-36. You said 3605?
3650.
50. That's what I thought I heard you say. And that's what I have typed in. So I've got 3792-3650-496100007.
Yep, that's it.
Okay. And is the billing address the 9313 Palmer Place?
Yes.
Okay, and that's, of course, 20708.
It might not be that. Because we just moved here back in December. I had this car before that. So
okay.
It might be to my old address. I got to update all my stuff. You can put it in as that, and I'll go in the system and update it right now.
Okay. And then I did want to do a couple of things. One, of course, I do want to schedule your follow-up call with your technician. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. We do schedule by the hour, but the call itself takes about 25, 30 minutes. Let me see what we have available here. So would you be available at... Well, okay, the next one, we're booked out at 4. So we have either a 5 o'clock, maybe not even that 4, we've got 5, but maybe not 6. Is 5 available? We're getting pretty booked up here as the day goes by. I'm trying to get it in there
today. Is that for today?
If today works, we'd have a 5 o'clock for you.
I could do 5.
You can do 5? Okay, so it's going to be scheduled from 5 o'clock until 6 o'clock. Again, you do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. The call really takes about 30, 40 minutes. If I do happen to be in between phone calls when our technician calls you, I'll be on that call as well, just in the very beginning, just to introduce you to your technician and answer any quick questions that you might have. I'll try to keep my phone line open. If I am not available, my technician will call you on their own. They'll take really good care of you. You'll receive at 4 o'clock an automated email reminding you that the call itself is scheduled at 5, And then I'm also going to send you a calendar invite. That calendar invite really is just for your record. You do not need to respond to it, although many people do. It's going to say Local Splash CIENG. That just stands for Client Interview Conducted in English. And then I did want to do a little bit of additional security on your account here, just another layer of protection, a security question and answer, meaning if anyone were to call us and tell us that they are with Onyx Electrical Services, LLC, even if it's you and we recognize your voice, we may still from time to time ask for you to verify the answer to the security question. And then perhaps even more important, if anyone were to call you, if they're not a potential customer, whether it's a week from now, a month from now, or at any point down the road, if they are not a potential customer, especially if they identify themselves as Google or even Local Splash, they would need to know my name, which is Paul Gordon. They'll also need to know both the answer and the question. And if they can't provide that information to you basically immediately, then you should not entertain that phone call. That would not be us. If anyone were to call you, CJ, and tell you that you need to pay more money for your Google listing, for sure that wouldn't be us. You definitely should not entertain that phone call. The voice verification was already recorded, already attached to your account, and it is clear. It says it bills once a month on the 19th for exactly $199 and never a penny more. Now, your options for your security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
You said the city I was born in or my first pet's name?
Or your first pet, yeah.
I'll take the city I was born in.
City. And what is the answer?
Brooklyn.
Brooklyn. Okay, got to type it in twice, but you are all set and squared away there. And then, like I said, our automated system is going to send you a confirmation email. It does have your client support phone number and hours of operation on there. If you've got a pen handy, though, I'm more than happy to give you that information now.
Okay. Let me pull my notes up real quick.
Just let me know when you're ready.
Okay, and what is it that I'm taking down right now?
This is going to be our client support information. If you get a message from client support saying that they're trying to reach you, this would be the number to call. If you have any questions, or if you say, hey, you know, I just sent you some photos. Did you receive them? Whatever it is. It's 877-635-6225. Again, that's 877-635-6225. It's simply option one or extension one to reach a client support agent. You can reach a live agent Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. That is Eastern time. And of course, you can email 24/7. If you email the support team, they will follow up with you in that exact same business day, unless they receive the email either very late in the day or after hours, in which case they would follow up with you the following business day. The email address is simply support@localsplash.com. Now, you will receive all of that information by way of email in about a minute. You'll also receive an additional email. That first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There will be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. That's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link by a direct text message. When you receive either the email or the text, please do let me know. I did want to walk you through just a couple of things there. Excuse me. The only other order of business is to make sure that you did receive the link here. So you've got the initial invoice. You'll also receive a welcome email. But the one that you should open up now is the initial invoice, which, of course, is going on to Christian J, not CJ. But everything else, we have it in our notes that you go by CJ. So you'll see it says, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice is located below. Then it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. Click on the two words, click here. It's going to be hyperlinked to the Local Splash Terms of Experience. That's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. You'll receive everything that we went over there in that voice verification. If it has an asterisk by it, it might not be part of the package. Obviously, we're not doing pay-per-click ads or things like that. Feel free to scroll above that line, and then below it, you'll see the three boxes we want you to click on. Please click on all three of them.
Yeah.
One that you agreed to receive SMS or text messages. One that you certify that you're the authorized holder and signer of the card. The other that you understand that payments are recurring and automatic. Of course, you can stop at any time. Once you have all of those boxes checked, please click the longer box. If you're on your smartphone, it might help to turn it sideways in landscape mode. That whole bottom part pops up a little bit higher. But it needs to be pretty close to the exact match, meaning there is a middle initial of J there, but no period after the J. The C, J, and S are all capitalized. Once you've got your name as it appears there, click the longer orangish-colored box that says Confirm Signature. That does a few things. Of course, it lets us know that you know that it's month-to-month, that we have waived your setup fee, that we've reduced the cost of the service, etc. It also does allow us to do the initial NAPW audit to make sure that any information that's already out there is accurate, and to fix it if it's not. So it's an important step in the process. You'll know that you are successful in submitting that. When it takes you to the next screen, if it asks you to log into your tracking system, just let me know when you see that.
Okay, so I do have a question.
Sure.
This table, there's a couple tables right here. It says initial cost of $199, and then it says monthly thereafter is the $299 plus $300.
Right. So I'm adjusting that. I'm not sure why it went out that way. I'm fixing it. That's kind of why I've been a little bit distracted here. But the voice verification is clear even if that is not. So let me even see if I can fix that before you sign that because I want it to be accurate. Okay. I'm not sure what happened. I've been messaging my tech team to find out why it went out that way. Because I did adjust the pricing of it.
Yeah.
Okay. Let me resend that. I'm going to resend it manually.
Okay.
And then you can refresh it and sign that one.
Yeah. Do that. Let me see as soon as it comes in.
Give me just 1 second here. So it's going to be the exact same initial invoice. Let me refresh and make sure my system sent it because our emails get sent every couple of minutes in bulk. They don't get sent immediately. So I see it's still in processing, the second one. Give it a second. If I refresh, it's probably gone through. Still processing that one. Let me get a head start for my technician here and then keep checking to see. I'll let you know. I'll refresh and see if it gets sent on my end. It seems like it's still in the queue. But are you going to be like Monday through Friday, Monday through Saturday? When did you want to be found online?
I could be found online any day.
No, when do you want Monday to get phone calls? Sunday. Yeah.
Monday through Saturday would be fine.
Okay, Monday through Saturday. Is that going to be like 7 to 7, 8 to 5?
Probably after 12 would be the best time to receive a phone call.
Okay.
But I can get a call. I might not be able to answer it right away, but I'd call them
okay.
back. You know what
gotcha.
I mean? From at my job or something like that, and I can't get to my phone right away.
Right. Okay.
So 7 to 7 is okay.
Okay. And then... are you at this point taking anything besides cash and check? Anything like Venmo, PayPal, Cash App, credit card?
I can take Cash App. I can take Zelle. I can take cash. Checks are fine. That's pretty much it for right now, for the most part.
So you said not PayPal and not credit cards, though, right? Cash App, Zelle.
I could do a credit card. I have a I use Novo.
Oh, okay.
I can make like a pay link through them.
Okay. Okay, gotcha. Getting that in the notes there. And let me refresh my system. I'm sure the email was sent by now. So you did receive the new one. So if you open up that one, it should be accurate.
Okay, let me check and see if it came in. I didn't get a notification. Oh, here it is. Okay, let me check this out. Here's your invoice. Oh, it's saying below the email. But it didn't include the spot where it says click here to...
Yeah, I noticed that. I think my tech team just messaged me back. They're still making changes on the fly. They're updating it right now. Our technician can walk you through it. I mean, I want you to have the
app. It's not a big deal.
Yeah, yeah. Just other than that, let's see. We've got everything set up and squared away here for your client interview at 5 o'clock. We've got the security question and answer on file here. I think we're good to go. All right, so like I said, if I am in between phone calls at 5 or a couple minutes after 5 when our technician gives you that call, I'll join that conversation at least in the very beginning just to say a quick hello to you and answer any questions that you might have. I do hope that I am available to take that phone call. I did want to be the very first to say welcome aboard. I'm pretty excited to get this going for you. Looking forward to getting your phone ringing, earning your business 1 month at a time. You take care. You have a great rest of the day. Thanks so much.
You too. Take care,
CJ.
I'll talk to you later, hopefully.
All right. Sounds good. Yeah, I hope so, too. Thank you, CJ. We'll talk to you in a bit. Take care. Bye-bye.
All right.
Bye, sir.